We continue on Motherlode Views this morning. We're pleased to be joined by the District Attorney for Tuolumne County, Laura Krieg. District Attorney Krieg, during the first segment, you talked a lot about recent crime trends, both in the state as well as the county. I know some cases locally take more times than other and are more high profile than others. So what would you say have been kind of some of the most high profile cases your office has recently been involved with?
Well, certainly the case against Dr. Danny Anderson received a lot of attention last year when it actually went to trial. That case proceeded to trial in July of 2018. I can't speak too much about that case since we do have the second part of that case pending trial starting up here in a couple of months on his wife, Diane. So that was certainly a very high profile case that I would be happy to discuss in detail maybe at the conclusion once his wife's case is over. So certainly that was a very high-profile case we handled last year that received a lot of attention. The other one was we did complete the homicide trial in the homicide that occurred in Groveland on September 25th of 2017. That suspect who was convicted by jury in December of 2018 was Elton Reddick. And that jury trial, began that jury trial on November 28th of last year and concluded it in December. And that was a homicide where Mr. Reddick used a firearm. He shot Mr. DeJong in the head and killed him, and then basically kidnapped a female witness who had been in the room with Mr. DeJong and held her at gunpoint in a trailer on the property where the crime occurred for several hours until she was sort of able to convince him to let her go. So we had not only the homicide charged with the firearm, but also the kidnapping for the female victim charged. So that case took some time, but the jury was very attentive, and after it was submitted to the jury, they returned a verdict in about 30 minutes of guilty on all counts and enhancements. And so that was a case that we were happy to successfully resolve, and that individual was ultimately sentenced to 18 years for the kidnapping with the gun, plus after serving that 18-year sentence, he will begin his sentence on the homicide, which was 50 years to life.
And then it seems like Rosalinda's was also pretty high profile, the takedown of that operation.
Yes. The sheriff's office, in partnership with ABC and our office, really did a wonderful job in investigating that establishment and ultimately making several arrests, again, many of which are pending. But our deputy district attorney, Cassandra Jenicki, and my office worked hand-in-hand with TNT, the Tuolumne Narcotics Team, in working that case and securing several of the search warrants. And so we're very proud of her and all of the local law enforcement and outside law enforcement that worked together to really successfully close that operation, which I think was a very good thing for Tuolumne County.
That's great. You know, for people who aren't familiar with the district attorney's office, what is a typical day like for you?
Well, that's a really great question because there really is no typical day in the DA's office. And I think that's probably one of the things I love the most about the job. You know, we never know, sort of like you in the news area, we never know what's going to happen on any given day and what's going to walk in through our door on any given day. So there's always a sense of excitement. I know when I get up and go to work, I'm always 14 years into this job, still excited to get to work and start my day. You know, we represent the community. We represent victims in the community, and it's our real job is public safety and protecting the public. So, you know, generally we file cases and we receive cases from all the law enforcement agencies in the county. That includes the Sheriff's Office, the Highway Patrol, Sonora Police Department. We prosecute the prison crimes that occur down at Sierra Conservation Center. We receive cases from CAL FIRE, from the Forest Service. So we have a really broad area of review. And then not only do we file those cases, but then we prosecute them actively in court from start to finish, whether that be that they settle before a jury trial or whether or not our attorneys are in court prosecuting those cases before jury. There's a lot of things that the district attorney's office does beyond that role. One of the things we do as well is we have victim witness in our office. That's the Tuolumne County District Attorney Victim Witness Unit. These, the ladies that staff that unit are some of the most incredible people I've worked with. They assist victims through basically their case, whether or not it results in a conviction or not. But if a victim of a crime comes to our office, they receive services through victim witness. That could be counseling referrals, victim's compensation, a whole host of services. They assist them if they have to go to court and testify as a support person. As many people know, in my first term, I made the court dog program a huge priority for our office. And so we are so happy that we now have two courthouse dogs that are able to go with victims to court. But more importantly, they are with victims when they interview in our office, if they need support. And so we have both Ann and Stuart, who are our district attorney courthouse dogs, and they routinely work with victims. So those are just a few things we do. I can keep going, but there are many, many more functions that the district attorney's office does do.
How big of a staff do you have?
Right now, we are at 22 employees. That includes myself. I'm the only elected person in my office. I have five deputy district attorneys and an assistant district attorney. I also have support staff as well as two investigators and then my victim witness staff. So total staff right now is 22.
Do you have enough staff to do all the things that you'd like to?
No. And I don't think I've ever been able to say that I have enough staff to do all the things I would like to do. You know, since I've been the district attorney, we have never been able to add positions to basically to exceed where the staffing was in 2005 when I started in the office. And that's disappointing. You know, when I started in my office in 2005 as a deputy district attorney, we had five investigators. Today, I have two investigators. So that's a huge loss, which is a result of, you know, the economic downturn in 2008 and positions being cut, that we have not received those positions back yet. So it's something that I'm constantly working on doing. And our attorney staff has not increased in the time I've been in the office. We've never received an additional attorney placed in our office. And so we are very busy. And with some of those criminal justice reforms that I mentioned in the first segment, our day and our workload seems to increase almost every year. The types of things we're having to respond to, the types of hearings we're having to go to. So we are constantly busy. And I think that we definitely could use some more staff. And that is certainly a goal that I will be continuing to work towards.
Do you have to rely on grant funding for some of the things that you do?
We are relying on grant funding as it applies to our District Attorney Victim Witness Unit. There have not been many grants released that allow money to be spent, say, for prosecution and investigation. The focus recently of many of the grants that we've been eligible to apply for are in the area of victim advocacy. And that is a great thing for our victim advocate unit and for our office and the community as a whole. Two of the grants that we have received, the first one we received was in 2015, and that was called the Unserved or Underserved Community Grant. And we identified elders in our community as sort of the unserved in our application for that grant. That is the grant that enabled us to start our elder abuse program. And so we first received that in 2015. We have had it extended through the end of 2019 and just received word that we believe it will be extended again through 2020. So we're very excited about that. It employs two full-time victim witness advocates, a part-time supervisor in that division, and also a fiscal tech that helps with the grant funding, the audits that go in association with grant money, and also the overall budget. So we are excited to extend resources into the community in that area. The second grant that I'm very excited about that we were able to receive was called the Child Advocacy Program Grant. We first received that in February of 2018. And with that grant, we are really hoping, one of my visions is, and my dreams is, to start a child advocacy center here in Tuolumne County. So we're in the very early stages of working towards that goal. But that grant also funds a advocate who works especially with child victims and helps them through, you know, traumatic situations such as child molest, in those kinds of cases. And so we are hoping, again, to start our child advocacy center with that potential grant this year.
So just focused on children so they can specialize in that realm?
Yes.
Very good. We need to take one more break. We're talking with District Attorney Laura Krieg on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.